Welcome back, friends. The day after Memorial Day, we're glad you've joined us today for Bible Sunshine. These few minutes, we desire God's love, His light, and His life to shine in upon us. And we're turning our attention to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 2, and we are looking at the Timothy principle here in Philippians chapter 2. Notice with me verses 19 through 22. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his Father, he served with me in the gospel. Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the freedom that we have to open your word, to read it, to study it together. And Lord, we pray that your word today will be a blessing to hearts. Wherever this is seen and heard, we pray that your spirit will speak to needs, whether it's for salvation, whether it's for encouragement in the Christian life, for growth. We commit it all to you and ask for your help and your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've been studying Timothy, this very faithful and special disciple of the great Apostle Paul. And we've been looking at the Timothy principle, which is be discipled and disciple others. And here in the text, we see this. Timothy's concern was genuine. Wonderful characteristic of a true disciple. And then we saw this yesterday. His character was proven. He had been put to the test. He was tried and tested. And he came out approved, refined, and able to serve the Lord. Notice here in verse 22 of chapter 2 of Philippians, you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. His proven character is shown in that he was like a son, and he served as a son with a father in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now notice 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Paul says to him there, relating to him as a spiritual son, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. I just love the Timothy principle and the fact that Timothy was like a son to the Apostle Paul, and as a son apprenticing to his father in the physical realm, so Timothy was apprenticing to the Apostle Paul in the spiritual realm. Paul was his mentor, his teacher, and he served faithfully with him. Notice back in chapter 2 of Philippians, verse 22, the last phrase, in the gospel. It was gospel work where Timothy proved his character. He was trained, he was faithful, and he carried out the work of the gospel. You know, today in 2020, there is a desperate need for trained Timothys to do gospel work. What does our world need? It needs the gospel. And we need people who are willing to labor in the gospel, who are willing to share the gospel in written form, in spoken form, in cards, in encouragement, to share the good news of Jesus Christ through gospel tracts. It is a blessing to serve in the gospel. And I've noticed that when people serve together, they become battle buddies, and it draws them close together. I'm thinking of wonderful Christmas events at a place called Broadway Junction here in Brooklyn. It's a place where a few trains come together and masses of people come and go on their way to catch a train or getting off a train. And at Christmas time, it's been a blessing as a church to go there and the choir and other people sing. And what a joy to hear the name of Jesus lifted up in the corridors of Broadway Junction. And then people stand around and hand out gospel tracts. It's like the singing prepares hands and hearts to receive the gospel. And then we go back to church and have a cup of coffee or a cup of hot chocolate and share stories together. It binds us together when we serve together in the gospel. When we go out on the streets to minister, when we're worshiping together, it binds us together when our focus is on the gospel of Jesus Christ. May God help us to be faithful to serve together in the gospel. Now, notice Paul says that Timothy was like a son serving with the father. He embraced some things from his spiritual father. Let's go back and look at a couple of verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and this would be review. I believe we read this verse as we were surveying Timothy. But look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 in your Bibles in verse 17. And Paul says here in verse 16, "Therefore I urge you, imitate me. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church." Timothy embraced from his spiritual father the ethos of ministry. He will remind you of my ways in Christ. Ethos is defined like this, or ethos: the distinction, character, or fundamental values peculiar to a specific person, people, culture, or movement. Timothy indeed knew the ethos of the Apostle Paul, and he would share that. But there's something else here. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and notice verses 10 through 12. 2 Timothy 3, verses 10 through 12. A wonderful passage here. And Paul is writing here, ready for execution in Rome in the Mamertine dungeon. And he is writing his last will and testament to Timothy. And he says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10, "But you have carefully followed my doctrine, my manner of life," indeed, the ethos of the Apostle Paul, "my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long suffering, my love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch and Iconium at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Paul says to Timothy, "You have carefully followed," and he lists all these things: doctrine, manner of life, purpose. Let me just stop on that one a minute. Purpose. Timothy shared Paul's passion to reach people, to train people, to disciple people. It was in a Greek class some years ago in Dallas Seminary that the professor wrote on the board three words, and I have remembered those. I believe he was quoting someone else, but he spoke of the ethos and the pathos and the logos of ministry. And here we see the ethos. Timothy followed Paul's manner of life. He understood Paul's ethic, his values, but his purpose, that's the pathos, the passion, the sympathy, the tenderness. He shared Paul's passion. And oh, what a blessing it is when people share the heartbeat of Jesus Christ, the heartbeat of the Apostle Paul, the heartbeat of Scripture, the mission of Jesus, the passion, what Jesus said in Luke 19:10, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." That was his passion. And what a blessing to have people passionate about the Great Commission to go and make disciples. And then the Logos, the Word. And Timothy had followed Paul's doctrine, the truth of Scripture, the Word of God he shared. And Paul had taught him tediously and faithfully, had taught him, trained him. And so he tells him in 2 Timothy, what you've learned from me, you pass this on to someone else. Here is the passing of the baton of truth. You know, if we take the baton of truth and we don't keep the relay going, the next generation will not have the Word of God. We must be intentional about teaching children and youth the Word of God. That's part of the passion of the Logos, the ministry of the Word to all ages, so that the Word can go forward. So Timothy's character was proven. He served as a son with the Father. He served in the gospel. The focal point was the gospel. And he embraced from his spiritual father the ethos, the pathos, and the logos of ministry. May we have the same. May we understand the ways of the Apostle Paul. May we share his passion, the passion of Jesus, and may we faithfully commit to others the Logos, the Word of truth. The next generation indeed is depending on it, and our current generation is depending on it. More and more we see that there is spiritual darkness, spiritual ignorance in our world. People don't know anything about the Bible. We don't look down on them. We reach out to them with compassion and with the Logos, with the Word of truth, the Word that saves and that sanctifies and prepares us for eternity. Well, let me just introduce one other thing about Timothy, back to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and that's this. He was a true disciple, and his companions were godly. Verses 23 and 24, therefore I hope to send him at once as soon as I see how it goes with me. The Apostle Paul, a companion. Silas, a companion. And here Paul wanted him to be with the Philippian church, a godly and rejoicing church. Praise the Lord for godly companions. You know, you can tell much about a person by their friends. I trust that you have some godly truth speakers in your life, people who will speak to you the truth of the Word of God, and that you will be a godly companion to someone else. Well, let's go to prayer today for countries that certainly need our prayer. We're praying for countries in the 1040 window. Many of these are on the persecution ranking, the top 50 countries where Christians are persecuted around the world. And so for today, on the 26th day, we pray for Lebanon in the Middle East, and we pray for Oman. Oman is number 28 on the persecution ranking. So let's pray for believers in these two areas, and as they face terrorism and threats and opposition to their faith. Our precious Father, we thank you today that the body of Christ is alive and real all over the world. We praise you for that. And we pray, Lord, for believers in Christ in Oman and Lebanon. You know exactly who they are, where they are, and how they are. And we ask, Lord, that they would be encouraged today. We pray that they would go to your word and read or listen on the radio or internet, and that they would be strengthened today. We pray, Lord, that you would make their witness bold, that they would be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, and that you would multiply their numbers in these lands. Give them, Lord, the scriptures that they need, and give them extra copies of Gospels of John, of Gospel tracts, of New Testaments, of Bibles that they could distribute to others. And our Father, we continue to pray for this pandemic. We pray that you will use it to the salvation of souls, to the revival of your church. Use it for the spreading of the gospel. And we pray for your children who are sick with this, that you would heal them. We pray for your children who are sickened by grief because they've lost loved ones, that you would strengthen them and raise them up and give them joy. Give them an ability to focus on you and use their grief as an opportunity for the gospel. We ask all of this in Jesus' mighty and loving name. We give you thanks and praise. Amen. Well, God bless you, dear friend. I'm so glad you joined us today. And I trust we'll see you tomorrow on Bible Sunshine, and that God's love, his life, and his light will shine brightly upon you today. God bless you.